Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Charlie Mike. I hope everyone is having a great weekend so far, and that this weekend has brought you some type of peace, comfort, and has allowed you to reset yourself in some way after a long week, regardless of what you're doing. So every now and again, I like to reach out to friends, family, and social media groups for content ideas. I am but one person, so the content people have sent me over the past few years has helped me fuel some really cool discussions out in, the podcast land there. So that brings us to our next topic for today. I had someone ask, how do I stay consistent? We can all relate, right? Whether you're just starting your goal journey, you're midway, or you have achieved that goal, consistency is the key to success. Routine, repetition, muscle memory. There are so many synonyms out there for consistency. Whatever you want to call it and whatever process you choose, that's up to you. But regardless of what method you choose, you have to be consistent to see the results and the fruits of your labor. I found a super great article by the team over at lifehack.org that's going to break down a method. Cautionary note here, this is not an end-all, be-all process by any means, but the bones are there and you can build a foundation around these principles. Now, let me be clear. I'm not sponsored. I don't get paid by anyone. I just love what I do. And quite frankly, if I could find a job talking in front of a microphone for 8 or 9 hours out of the day, it would be super cool. I do love to promote great articles and methods from people or organizations that have a successful track record at winning at whatever they do. Plus, I honestly don't want sponsors telling me what I can and cannot say. It's my show, not theirs. The team over at lifehack.org has great articles to help you out on a daily basis. Some really great tips to enhance your life. They've pretty much got a flavor of everything you're looking for. So tell you what, enough of that. Let's get right to it. All right. So today's article comes to us by Mr. Amit Ghosh, and he is an editor slash writer over at lifehack.org. How to stay consistent and realize your dreams. Okay. So that title again is how to stay consistent and realize your dreams. Now you can replace dreams with whatever word you want, whatever you're trying to achieve. For the purposes of this podcast, that's the article, okay? So let's get right to it. Most of us have experienced negativity in life and have gone through phases where we were consistent in doing only one thing, procrastinating. Mic drop right off the bat, right? If this is the present state of your life, you're not the only one, okay? Difficult and dark as it may appear now, it's not the end of the world. Light and hope are waiting just around the corner. All that it needs is a little change into your approach. Tweak some things. It's easy to fall prey to the habit of procrastination or getting distracted by trivial and unimportant affairs of daily chores in life. However, building self-reliance and a benchmark for consistency is not hard at all. All it needs is consistent willpower and motivation to keep the show going. The critical part in this journey lies how to take the first few steps towards being steady and positive in all life situations. Remember that, in all life situations. Let's take a look at these 15 ways to stay consistent and realize your dreams. Now, you can replace the word dreams with anything you want to stay consistent with. Remember, this is not a one-size-fits-all suggestion. This is a mere catalyst for getting the key of consistency started and on the right track. All right, number one. Make sure they're your dreams, or i.e., set a goal. Often our dreams and desires are contrasted, influenced, and shaped by social perspectives rather than being fueled by raw passion, which leaves us relentless. It's important to harbor and nourish dreams solely made of our own desires. That's elementary. That's the first step. Dreams that are not products of genuine interest will lose steam eventually as dreams feed solely on pure passions. To keep pursuing the goals, you need to be assured of the vitality and intensity of your dreams. If you're not sure about what you want to achieve, consistency will follow suit. till 1993, an interesting fact about J.K. Rowling, she was a single mother struggling with unemployment, divorce, and bankruptcy. Indomitable that she is, she braved the challenges and even the rejections of the Harry Potter script by 12 major publishers. It was in 1995 that Bloomsbury, a nondescript publishing house, came up with the first copies of the now classic Harry Potter. The rest, as we know, it's pretty much history. So J.K. Rowling, folks, very, very, very important. Super story. I always like to go back to that one because she was literally living out of a van. And guess what? That Harry Potter script is a classic now. It was in every household, if you can remember. All right, number two. Break down your goals into smaller pieces. I usually told my troopers when I was in the service, okay, we got to take small bites of the cheeseburger because you can't eat the whole damn thing in one fell swoop. Realizing your dream is like a road trip to your favorite destination. We need milestones to reassure us whether the path we're taking is the correct one and will soon bring us close to the ultimate destination. Crossing these milestones will give us a small sense of achievement and egg us on to work consistently. Start by listing out these milestones on a planned timeline of your journey to realize your dreams and strike them out one after the other. As a computer programmer, Pierre Omidyar once thought of auctioning off his products from his personal website at a very personal level, right? He was getting happier by the day as traffic kept increasing. Omidyar crossed his designated milestones fast and one day saw the need to upgrade his account into a business internet account. That site now is known as eBay. So you see the theme here. You have people that started small and now they've achieved big things in their life. Number three, segment your efforts and tasks. And we can translate that one into small achievements equal big gains towards your end goal. Split your goal to realize your dreams and segment of achievements. If your dreams are that of establishing your company, segment them into smaller tasks like attaining a business license, building a website, marketing your product to or service, whichever it is you're selling, and finally achieving profit targets. So I'm gonna read that again. So if your goal is to start a business, get a business license, build a website, market your product or service, and finally achieve profit targets, you see how all those are segmented and you're not trying to eat the whole elephant all in one bite. This will bring consistency and order in the operations of your company, and the benefits will surprise you. You will also find room for more tasks. And as we know, the key to incorporating more work is to break them down even further. Joyce Meyer, the charismatic Christian author and speaker and president of Joyce Meyer Ministries, says, "Getting organized in the normal routines of life and finishing little projects you started is an important first step toward realizing larger goals. If you can't handle on the small things, how will you ever get it together to focus on the big things?" All right. I'm going to stop for a few seconds and reiterate this. If you're trying to achieve something, if you're trying to be consistent on something, if you can't handle the small things, you're never going to get the big things right. I'm telling you. You got to start small. You got to be disciplined. Number four, get organized and be systematic. Clear the clutter on your desk as well as your calendar. Getting organized gives you clarity about your priorities and helps you manage your time better. It gives a big boost to your consistency while executing important assignments. Ever wonder why Mark Zuckerberg wears a gray t-shirt and blue jeans every day? Because he doesn't spend time and energy deciding what clothes to wear and instead focuses on the important agenda. That's the last thing that man needs to clutter his mind. Be systematic about every approach in life. Every small step taken in running a business needs well-conceived and systematic approach to achieve the targets. By devising your own ways to ease of operation, your performance will improve exponentially. Number five, this one is a big one. Remind yourself why you started. You have to remind yourself why you started and where you want to go. Keep your goals in sight, write them down, and pin them to your desk. Revisiting your goals before starting your day keeps you away from procrastination and makes you conscious of the worth of your daily actions. Do you dream of being the next Elon Musk? Love him or hate him, the guy's quirky. He's a guilty pleasure of mine. I like to follow all his stuff on social. Or is it your desire to win the next gold medal in the next Olympics? Either way, your actions are going to bring you closer to what you wish you want to make your life out of. A simple daily reminder is a great power booster. It also helps you survive through tough times when you feel like giving up. As Mick Jagger aptly said, lose your dreams and you might lose your mind. Talk to your partner often. Number six, your partner is somebody who is accountable to your well-being and encourages you to work towards your dreams. Partners are known to be supportive, honest, and often play the role of a serial motivator. It could be anybody in your family, a friend, colleague, whoever you choose. However, be forewarned, that partner is going to hold you accountable. Again, if you can't get the small things right, you're not going to do well with an accountability partner. Your partner is going to be somebody that gives you honest and candid feedback. Let's just say you turn in a manuscript, you do a new painting or whatever it is you're working on and you ask for feedback, that partner is going to be somebody that tells you, hey, this is good. However, X, Y, and Z need to be tightened up a little bit. A partner mostly acts as a talking mirror, someone who can be the sounding board of your ideas, thoughts, and emotion. They let you look at things the way they are and sort out the muddle in your head. Okay. Number seven, schedule time for the things you love doing other than what your goal requires. Ensure that you take time out of your day almost daily to do what you really love, be it playing tennis or strumming your favorite instrument. Whatever it is, do it often. Things you like doing keep your creativity alive. These activities elevate your mood and enhance your productivity. It's kind of like me doing this podcast right now. I need something that will break me away from normal life. This is it. This is my hobby. This is what I love to do. And I, as I'm doing it, I'm able to flush things out, flush all the negativity out. The famous proverb, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, perfectly describes why you need time off of work. Only work will make you boring and uninteresting. If you focus on work and work solely, you're going to explode inside. Experts say finding time from your work to do stuff you love will not only improve your consistency, but will also have a great effect on your efficiency dramatically. Here are some interesting facts about pursuing creativity by the rich and famous. Meryl Streep, the award-winning actress, she loves to knit. Bill Gates is an average bridge player. George W. Bush, former president, he's a prolific painter. Tom Hanks collects vintage typewriters. Marissa Mayer, the Yahoo CEO, loves baking. And Warren Buffett plays the ukulele. Number eight, travel solo often. Traveling clears the clutter in your mind and brings you back rejuvenated to perform better and achieve more tasks than you normally would with a clogged mind. Traveling also makes you look at the bigger picture in terms of realizing your potential. An amazing example of travel making you look at the bigger picture is that of Elon Musk. When Musk was only 17 years old, his father made him take a tour of the West. Musk traveled to 18 states by car. His solo trip exposed him to situations that are believed to have helped him take major decisions in his life. Okay, so again, travel solo often. Take that one with a grain of salt. Just get away. Get away by yourself, even if, you know what, even if it's for an hour or two a day, you know, most of us can't travel to 18 states by car. We just don't have that kind of time. But, you know, don't make excuses on why you can't travel by yourself either. Traveling by yourself can be going to a lake, taking a nice brisk walk, taking in nature, whatever that means to you, okay? Number 9, money will not motivate you consistently. Money is not the only motivator that works for consistency. You'll tend to procrastinate if you aren't interested in doing a certain task. Be true to yourself and set goals beyond money for motivation. The best way to deal with this is to delegate tasks and follow up constantly. Let people help you with the tasks that they like doing and find a way to monetize these tasks profitably. Henry Ford very famously said, "Coming together is the beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success." Number 10, surround yourself with positive people. Tap into the positive energy of the people around you. Positivity brings in a lot of energy to motivate you in performing your tasks faster and work for longer hours. Be constantly aware of your state of mind and be vigilant about getting sucked into the negativity. Follow successful leaders and inspirational speakers on social media. Read and listen to their daily dose of positivity to differentiate between struggle and negativity. Want to know the source of inspiration for the big names in industry? Here's a quick example. Richard Branson claims to be highly inspired by Steve Jobs. So you know what? Even the greats, even the successful billionaires out there, they all have a mentor. They all have positive influences that they surround themselves with. Look, I get it. Not everybody's a positive person. Not everybody wakes up and hears birds chirping and rainbows flashing and stuff like that. Totally understand that. But I'm here to tell you, if you wake up and all you see are gray clouds and you're a glass half empty type person, if that is the way you live your life, you are poisoning yourself with a toxicity that is indicative to you. And quite frankly, no one wants to be around you. You've met those kind of people, right? Like, you know, nothing is ever good. You know, the sky is always falling and everything around them is just crap. Yeah, those people are tough. Those people are tough to deal with. All right. 11, visualize the results. Right from dealing with failure to success, every negotiation in life needs to be preempted and visualized to prepare beforehand in order to deal with the situations and when they arise. Visualization keeps us armed and motivated to execute the required actions. In some scenarios, you might even need to improvise your plan to achieve the desired results from a particular task or activity. New challenges will demand you to be flexible and open to changes. Visualize every intricate detail of your journey and you'll be motivated to work towards them into a reality. This also instills uniformity in your efforts. The more often you visualize your dreams and journey, the more unfailing you will be at working hard. The often quoted line by Benjamin Franklin, who revolutionized the world with his discovery of electricity, comes to mind in this context. By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. Again, I've gotten laughed at for using some of the most famous quotes in history, but guess what? I'm proven right every single time. If you fail to prepare, you are preparing to fail. That's just the way it goes. It can be something as simple as setting your clothes out before you wake up the next morning, so that way you don't have to worry about that. You can get up, shower, have some coffee, and you have just more time in your day. I'm telling you, little things add up. Number 12, realize that you can't control everything. Realize that you cannot control everything. Don't be demotivated if certain plans don't work out. We can't control everything. All we can do is deliver the best in all we do. The key to consistent performance is knowing that you need to constantly keep delivering regardless of failures. You need to constantly keep delivering regardless of failures. Bold, italic, highlight, underline, mic drop. Elvis's recordings were a flop for initially many years, and later when he tried to be the member of a vocal quartet, he was told he couldn't sing. It was till the very day that he became popular, people kept telling him to go back to driving a truck. Now, Elvis, I'm not a fan, never have been, but his story is pretty amazing. Think about what would have happened if Mr. Hound Dog himself would have listened to all the negativity around him. Let go of what ifs and the approach to every task with confidence. Approach every task with confidence. Focus on your efforts and performance more than the outcome and keep adding value to your deliveries. Number 13, we're almost done here, folks. Don't lose sight of the bigger picture. Taking care of the menial or mundane task can get pretty boring. To keep away from dejection, remind yourselves of the reasons for getting them done. Keep the bigger picture in mind. All these small tasks are going to complete the jigsaw puzzle in your near future. The great scientist Alan Turing said, "We can only see a short distance ahead, but we can see plenty there that needs to be done." Your goals and dreams are way bigger than the small tasks, and such tasks will utilize a lot of your time. However, it'll be unjust to compare this effort to the overall value of your goal. 14. Follow your industry for positive information. Know about the success stories of others who are trying to do what you're doing. Once you start following the industry, you will be empowered with right, knowledgeable, and great facts. This learning will nourish your mind and keep you motivated towards your goal. You will also get competitive and zealous once you follow the progress of other people in your industry. You could also find opportunities to connect with like-minded people who are working towards similar goals. You could even get into a healthy competition with your ally, which in turn will enable you to perform better. All right, so this one basically means, okay, so following people in your industry, reach out to people that are trying to do what you're doing. If you want to run a marathon, go check out the people in your neighborhood or on social, what their training routine is. If you want to lose weight, if you want to get in better shape, if you want to be a better writer, whatever it is, connect with somebody that is doing better than you're doing. It's just like with these podcasts. I follow a myriad of motivational podcasters, and I'm trying to be like them. I'm trying to get to that level. That's what I'm trying to do. I take tips and anything that else comes my way so that I can not only be consistent, but get better. Number 15, and the last one on our list today, is blame yourself before you blame others. We are going to talk about that one today. All of us make mistakes. All of us make mistakes. Review what you do to find out where it goes wrong and improve your skill in that area. It's easy to blame your boss, your investors, your trainers, your spouse, your friends, your family. That's not the issue. You're the issue. Ask yourself before starting the blame game. Hold yourself accountable and make the most from the mistake by taking serious lessons and building your capacity so that the mistake is not repeated in the future. You have to monitor what goes well, but more importantly, you have to monitor what goes wrong. Courtney Lynch, the founding partner of leadership development firm LeadStar, puts it in the most articulate way when she says, "Leaders inspire accountability through their ability to accept responsibility before they place blame. No matter at what stage of your life you're in, there is no such thing as the right time or the right place. Start now. Remember, unless you execute, you'll never know your true potential. Be consistent. Be happy." All right. There it is. What'd you think? Pretty simple, right? It really is. I know some of the tasks that some of you out there are wanting to take on seem really daunting. Some of them might be, but you have to start small, folks. You have to start small. It all starts with a step, I promise. Those of you out there answering that question and are already what I call future tripping, need to go back and listen to this again. The key takeaways here are: set a goal, get organized, monitor progress, have a mentor or coach to bounce stuff off of, hold yourself accountable, wash, rinse, repeat. I can break any task down into a routine to create consistency. I'm an expert at that. Now, some of it may not be glorious and depends on what you're trying to achieve, right? I love playing the guitar, hate with a passion, and every fiber of my being restringing my guitar. Though that is a menial and not really a sexy task, let's be honest, it goes towards the end result, which is ultimately to play music and rock out, man. You know, I may hate to change guitar strings, but I got to do it because if I don't, I won't sound good. All right, I hope you got something out of today's episode. You have to turn consistency into a drug. Be obsessed about consistency. Make yourself want it, need it, crave it, and then grasp it with all your might. Dwayne Johnson said a really, really, really cool quote. Success isn't always about greatness. It's about consistency. Consistent hard work leads to success, and greatness will come. I'm going to read that one more time because I kind of fumbled a little bit. It's early in the morning, and my tongue is not quite awake yet. All right, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, says, success isn't always about greatness. It's about consistency. Consistent hard work leads to success, and greatness will come. Finally, the legal language, and here's the legal language about this podcast. This podcast is presented solely for educational and entertainment purposes. It is not intended as a substitute for a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professionals. All right. I'd like to thank the team out there from lifehack.org. Thank you, team, for creating such great content and helping people out. Y'all are awesome. And last but not least, in case no one ever tells you, or if you're doubting yourself, you are capable, you are intelligent, and I believe in you. Now, please, please believe in yourself. You got this. Shoot me a note over on my contact form at cmike.org. Again, cmike.org. I'll see you on the high ground. Charlie Mike.